I've been pondering what to talk about, really. And it's Christmas. It doesn't matter how much we avoid Christmas, it is Christmas. And there is Christmas with Jesus, and then there's Christmas without Jesus. So it left me with a question that I ask myself every year, and God reminds me what the answer is. So I'd like to share that answer. Now, it might not be the answer for you, but it certainly is an answer to me about what is Christmas. But I wanted to firstly share, because we've got quite a few young people here, and one of my earliest memories of Christmas was my grandparents coming up from Huddersfield, and it was quite an exciting time, because you thought, oh, grandparents are coming, it'll be fun for a few days. And so on Christmas Eve, the tradition, we all have traditions at Christmas, don't we, was that I'd jump in my dad's Capri. If anyone's ever been in a Ford Capri before, I'm not so sure the back seats are more like benches, really, I think, at the back. So I'll get shoved in the back. We'd pick my grandparents up from Durham train station, because we lived in Durham then. And I'd get really excited to see my grandparents. My grandma would cry, and my granddad would just say, "You're right, lad." So and it's like a traditional Christmas. But the excitement, it's that build-up, isn't it? That whole build-up of that feeling, excited. And watching my grandma being prized in the back of the Ford Capri on the bench seats with me was quite interesting. But Christmas, seriously, is a time. It is a time for celebration. It's just, what are we celebrating? That's the question. It is a time for fun. And it is a time for enjoyment. But we have to understand, and we have to allow into our hearts, that others find it a challenging time. You know, people are lonely. Doesn't matter how much we might want to dress it up, people are actually lonely on Christmas. There are people who are struggling, who are hard up. And there are people who are experiencing extremities of sadness as well. So, you know, sometimes as we participate, if that's the right word, in our Christmas celebrations, you know, God might place on our hearts or in our minds people who are struggling. And sometimes we might think we're supposed to feel guilty. Well, actually, no, we're not. It's just God is laying on our heart people. And I would invite you just that moment to pray for them, whatever you're doing. Over Christmas, just pray for them. You know, and also, would you pray for people who are still looking for the Christmas message? You know, it seems that every year we are looking for the meaning behind Christmas. I don't know if anyone's read Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Has any of the young people, put your hands up, young people, if you've seen Christmas Carol on the movies or you've read about it? Is there a new one out, is there, Irene?
Made in colour.
Oh, wow.
And it's back to 1932, where it was originally made.
Brilliant. Is that on the TV or is that the cinema?
I'm not quite sure whether it's cinema or
television. All right.
It's just been released.
Brilliant. Oh, thanks for that, Irene. Yeah, there you go. So there's been a re-release of Christmas Carol from the 1930s. So, there are loads of versions. Disney do one of cartoons. Loads of different versions. Would encourage you to watch them. I'm particularly like the one with Patrick Stewart in. I don't know if anyone's seen the one with Patrick Stewart in Christmas Carol. It's quite interesting. I'm not saying he's the best actor in the world, but I am a secret Trekkie fan. So if you want to know what that means, that's for young people, what a Trekkie fan is, go and ask John Small. Put your hand up, John. He'll tell you. Yeah. But I would say live long and prosper. So on Christmas Eve, if you don't know the story of Christmas Carol, it goes like this. On Christmas Eve, Scrooge is visited by a series of ghosts, starting with his old business partner, Jacob Marley. I thought it was Bob Marley, but it turns out he's a singer. So the three spirits which follow, the ghost of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come. show Scrooge how his mean behaviour has affected those around him. I'm sure we've all had some version of a mean behaviour this year. I have, lots. At the end of the story, he is relieved that a weight, when we talk about relief, we talk about a weight lifted, to discover that there is still time for him to change. There is still time for God to do his work in us, to transform us. And we see Patrick Stewart, no, sorry, and we see him transformed into a generous and kind-hearted human being. Oh, yes, he is transformed. That word transformation is quite an interesting one, probably for another day. Worth watching. After reading or watching Christmas Carol or other movies, and I include Home Alone here, I challenge anyone who isn't left asking the question, what is the true meaning of Christmas? I challenge you on that. So I thought I would share a verse in the Bible that every time I read it, it really does blow my mind. It tells us what God really thinks of us. By the way, it's God what he thinks of us. And how much he wants to have a friendship with us and what he did about it. And it answers the question, what is the meaning of Christmas? We've already heard the verse, but I'm going to read it out again. And it goes like this, that God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. John 3:16, that's the contemporary English version. Eternal life here could be translated as never-ending friendship. Never-ending, demonstrated by God's, get this, 3 days later, resurrection. How phenomenal. So I would never condone you do this. So I'm doing this with my artistic license, and I'm sure my senior pastor might have a word with me after, but I'm going to change the verse slightly to this. God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have a never-ending friendship and never really die. There you go, I've got a thumbs up there. So long before this festive time ever existed, and long before the invention of the Christmas TV special, and I know Doctor Who's not on this Christmas, I'm sorry about that, God told us what the meaning of Christmas is. And the answer is in the Bible. And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not in a film. It's not in any other book. And it's certainly not on TV. God's love is not distant, but up close and personal. Absolutely involved in every life. Whether you're a child, an adult, a teenager, a young person, however you describe yourself, God is absolutely involved in your life. Might not feel like it sometimes, but he is absolutely involved. And the Bible tells us this, because if we read a bit further on, John 3:17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn its people. He sent him to save them. He wants to be involved in our lives. Of course, we have a choice sometimes. And the world may refuse to receive him. And much of the world does. Love is just a word unless we see in action the ultimate act of God's love. And that is Jesus. Jesus here on earth. Isaiah 9:6 says this, a child has been born for us. We have been given a son who will be our ruler. His names will be Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God, Eternal Father and Prince of Peace. Ultimately, as we've seen in the video if you caught it earlier, from a child to an adult, Jesus gave his life on the cross so that we can have a friendship with God And that our mistakes, the things that we do wrong all the time, maybe we say something spiteful to someone, maybe we treat somebody really badly. When I was a kid, I know it seems a long time ago for a lot of young people, but I remember upsetting somebody in a schoolyard, and I went to apologize and said sorry. And we still keep in touch to this day. And he was 7 at the time. Phenomenal, isn't it? How those friendships last. So, listen to this. This Christmas, enjoy whatever you're doing. Think about the people around you. And remember, less is more. Less about us and more about Jesus. And think about this. His love is more. Sorry to sound like a politician, but it's true. God's grace is far bigger than anything we have to carry. Just want to say, have a Merry Christmas to you, your family, and to your friends.